Shelley used to always listen to her radio, and she used to listen to the distant stations, the stations that were literally 50 miles away and some even farther. And it was an AM station she used to listen to. She used to like it a lot. And it would play her favorite music, and she'd bounce her head to the music and listen to it. And her dad would walk into the room and say, "Okay, time to go to bed now." Oh, she was disappointed. "I just started listening. It's time to go to bed." "Okay." So there she was. Had to go to bed, listening to her favorite music on her favorite station, and she had to go to bed. Oh, well. So she got ready for bed and said goodnight to everybody, and they all hollered back, "Goodnight." And so she went to bed. Well, she laid there and pulled the covers up to her neck. Nice soft pillow. And she started to think. She thought, what would it be like to be on a radio? To do what they do, like I hear all the time. Playing my favorite songs and saying what I want to say. And having fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. She really liked it. Shelley loved it. She wanted to be on the radio. Of course, she didn't have any idea. She was just a young girl and knew that it would be a long time before she'd be able to go on the air because, well, she was just too young. She was only like 15. But she wanted to be on the radio. That's what she said. "I want to play the music that I like. And I want to play it for all my friends. And I want them to have fun too. I'm going to make it fun for them," she said. She took a deep breath and laid back and rested and fell asleep. Well, by morning, when she woke up, she still had the radio on, but it was only picking up static. Just a bunch of static. So she shut it off. It didn't work very well in the daytime. Only at night. She could hear the radio station at night perfect. But during the day, she couldn't pick up anything at that frequency. So she thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could start my own radio station and broadcast for hundreds of miles around and day and night and have everybody listen and play my favorite music and everybody would like it too because it's good. It's good music," she said. Well, she had big ideas, but of course she had to go to school. So she got up and got ready and went downstairs and had breakfast and said goodbye. Her mom and dad said bye. And, her mother said bye, too.
Bye.
So the way she went. And she got down to the school bus. She told her friends about the radio station that she heard miles away. They kind of chuckled because, you know what? They had their cell phones that they listened to, all the radio stations that were on the Internet. They would listen to that. They didn't listen to the old-fashioned AM radio stations that Shelley listened to, but she liked it. She thought it was so much alive, that it was real. When she listened to the cell phone internet radio, it was like it was pre-made. It was like already done, and it wasn't live. It just didn't seem the same. It didn't seem like it had the excitement or the warmth or the feelings that she felt at night. But nonetheless, she tried to convince everybody to listen to the station, but they laughed at her. "Nah, we're not going to do that," they said. So a couple of days went by, and she decided she was going to listen again. In fact, she did every night, but she was going to listen again early morning before she even got up for school. She wanted to know when it actually started to go away, when the signal was actually going to what they call drop out. Well, it was about 3 o'clock. It was still coming in loud and clear. Then it was about 3:30. And she was really tired. Then it was getting to be 3:45, and she noticed a little bit of a static in the radio. Now it's starting to fade away. She said, "Oh, I see." About 4 o'clock. Then it was around 4:30, and it didn't sound near as good as it did last night. And then it was almost 5 o'clock. Now it was pretty static. She could hear the music, and she could still enjoy it, but it wasn't like the music she heard last night, but it still felt alive, like it was really there live. She liked that feeling. And by 6 o'clock, it was almost all gone. and 6:15 and 6:30. Well, there it was, the static. It was all static now. She was able to test, so now she knew what time it was, what time it actually faded away. That was it for the night. That was a good test, she thought, but she sure was tired, and she had to go to school, too. Well, she had a couple of minutes left, so she laid there thinking. How was she going to prepare to get on the radio and broadcast? She'd have to learn about electronics, she thought, because, you know, they have all those transistors and things and resistors and capacitors. She knew enough about that because she did take a class in school that talked about stuff like that. So she had a good idea there, but she really wanted to know how to put it together, how to put everything together to make it work, to build her own transmitter. She knew about these transmitters. They went right through the air, not over the internet, over wires. She went right through the air, live, like it was real. She loved that feeling. This is what she wanted to do. This is just what she wanted to do. So she went to the library and gathered all the books she could find about radio and how to get on the radio. And she read them and studied them, and she saw a lot of practice pages about how to talk and how to read and how to manage yourself. She knew a little bit about this and that, but she put it all together and said, this is going to work. It's going to work because I'm going to make it work. And she still listened to her radio every night. And she planned, did a lot of planning. She had a lot of planning to do. And she eventually grew up to be one of the best broadcasters of all time. And she loved it and continued to do that for years and years and years, and brought pleasure to so many people from miles and miles around, hundreds of miles around. And she loved every minute she was on the air. She loved every minute, and it was so much like real life. It was alive. That's what she liked about radio. It was alive. It was so nice. It was beautiful. It was like real life. It was alive. 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 It was alive.